Within the last few weeks, struggling airlines have tightened rules on passengers who buy low-priced tickets. The carriers have imposed new fees on flyers, and they've started strictly enforcing existing baggage policies. U.S. Airways on Friday modified one of the airline's most restrictive new policies. Despite that, passengers will continue to feel the financial troubles of the airlines, reflected in reduced services and higher prices. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Airport ticket agents are growing increasingly strict. 2 weeks ago, bankrupt U.S. Airways announced that non-refundable means exactly that, and a traveler with a non-refundable ticket who missed the scheduled flight would have to buy a brand new ticket at walk-up prices. The other major carriers scrambled to follow suit. But under pressure from customers, U.S. Airways on Friday backed away somewhat from this policy. Ben Baldanza is a senior vice president with U.S. Airways.
Now, at any time prior to the flight, you can call us and for a $100 change fee, change that ticket to another flight.
Also in the past, someone who missed a flight entirely could usually fly standby on a later flight or put the value of that ticket towards travel in the future. Baldanza says not anymore.
Non-refundable tickets today expire after the time of the originally scheduled flight. So if you're booked to take a flight and you never show up for that flight, the ticket loses its value.
Baldanza says this is part of an effort to steer business travelers away from discount leisure fares. The airlines have also decided to embrace the e-ticket. As of September 1st, if you want a paper ticket on United or Delta, it will cost $20. American already had the fee, and Northwest charges $25. The big carriers have also boosted the price for unaccompanied minors and pet kennels. Checking a third bag on a domestic flight can now cost anywhere from $40 to $100. And there are penalties for oversized suitcases. This doesn't sit well with Greg Simon, who owns a luggage store in Portland, Oregon.
Like, I have a 30-inch jumbo case, and it is fantastic. And I can pack for a week or 2 weeks. I mean, even if I'm going to someplace for a week, I stuff it with all the things, you know, that I would like to have because I've got enough room in the case to have it.
Simon has recently started flying the smaller carriers. He's found they will often take his big suitcase without charging extra. To many passengers, the new rules and fees may seem like gouging by the airlines, but even David Stempler, the president of the Air Travelers Association, says they're part of an effort by the airlines to regain their financial health.
The airlines are in a tough position, and I always tell our members there's one thing, you know, worse than higher fares and fewer services, and that's no fares and no services because you have no airline service. And that's one of the things we're quite concerned about because unless these airlines do return back to profitability, they may just go out of business.
The nation's major carriers lost $1.4 billion in the second quarter of this year alone. As the airlines struggle to drag their finances out of the red, air travelers may see still fewer amenities, less elbow room, and most likely higher prices. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Washington.